Auburn Railroad. The duo set up a homemade inverted L antenna stretched over the roof of a flat rail car to make HF contacts on 20 and 40 meters. They also employed a 2-meter radio and antenna to make VHF contacts with local hams along the route. During the 5-hour period, the group collected more than 160 toys at 3 stops along the rail line and made more than 75 contacts using the W3A call, including QSOs with stations across the continental U.S., Puerto Rico, and even Great Britain. Skavinsky said one guest operator, whose handle is Sierra Alpha November Tango Alpha, was particularly thrilled to learn that all those who made contacts with W3A were on his nice list. Skavinsky says Santa was happy with the donations of so many toys brought by those who came out to greet the train and check out the activities of his ham friends. Santa thanked them all and promised he would make sure the toys find homes this Christmas. I'm Mark Abramovich, NT3V, in Kutztown, Pennsylvania.
Ireland's National Ham Radio Society recently lost a friend and a longtime advocate. We hear about him from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Working behind the scenes for the Irish Radio Transmitter Society, Michael McNamara, EI2CL, left his imprint. Having joined the society in 1965, first as a shortwave listener, he later took up the responsibility for collecting and sorting the incoming QSL cards and other items of correspondence. Michael got his ham license in May of 1973 and became a society committee member. One of his accomplishments was to draw up the rules for the Worked EI Counties Award in the mid-1980s. Outside of his society responsibilities, Michael became well known as a high-scoring award chaser of DXCC, IOTA, and Summits on the Air, and before the 1991 collapse of the USSR, he actively chased contacts with all the Russian oblasts. An enthusiastic activator himself, he would also travel with teams to Irish offshore islands. In the 1970s, he was a contest station operator for EI1AA, which was widely known as the Irish Leprechaun Contest Group. Michael was 83. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
It's time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the 9Z4RG repeater in...
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GVK.